All right, going to Seattle. Everybody says it's a loud, hostile environment over there.
Yes, that's why I'm here. Loud, fans are loud, stadium's loud, so just got to be mentally prepared going into there.
What are the challenges? You guys ran the no-huddle a lot. You like running the no-huddle. Is it more challenging, a lot more challenging on the road, especially in an environment like this that, you know, everyone seems to agree it's one of the loudest stadiums?
Going on the road, definitely a little disadvantage with the fans out there being loud during your communication. So it's just all about during practice, all about your communication skills, all about signaling, all about working together as a team, working together with each other to communicate with each other. And just got to work on that during practice.
When you go to a new stadium, do you ever like take time just to kind of check it out, take it all in, or are you just focused just on the game? Or do you actually get to check out a new stadium at all?
I mean, you want to check out the stadium and see where everything is, see like where the scoreboard is located, the time and everything. So that's what you really check out. But you're basically focused on what the task is, what your own job is, and just focus and ready to go and play a football game.
How much does the offense take pride when you've had now two straight weeks of a really impressive running game, total yardage, yards per carry, and just the entire offense as a whole? How much pride do you guys take in performances?
Taking a lot of pride. I mean, just overall working together as a team, going out there, working together as one, as a whole, and as a unit, and just focusing on my own job, what I got to do out there in order to get the offense rolling, what I got to do to help out my teammates. So yeah, we're just out there just to execute plays, get yardage, and just work as hard as we can.
When you're facing the defense, Scott, if it's the quarterback the way Seattle does with Clemens and Irvin and stuff, how does that change your preparation during the week?
What's that?
Pass rushing team, they can really get the quarterback. I mean, does it change your job at all during the week when you're prepping?
I mean, we're facing great players every week, great defensive ends every week, and we just got to be aware of a lot of players on their defense. They got a lot of great players from the secondary to the D linemen, so just got to be aware of everyone, and you just got to be on top of your game when you get out there.
If you do get Aaron back this week, how much does having a guy like him, you know, help you out as well as that?
He's a great player, and you definitely always want him out there with you. And we'll see what happens.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling good at this point in the season? I mean,
yep, feeling good.
Hips not an issue, really? Or?
Just working with the training staff every day, just getting out there to get better.
You have Gronkowski family bragging rights for a little while now?
Yeah, I do, actually.
How does that manifest itself when you're chatting with the family? And
Nah, I mean, yeah, nothing too crazy, but we just have a little fun with it.
Rob, as this year goes on, are you noticing defenses playing you any differently than they did last year?
Not really. I mean, played many games in the NFL now, seeing a lot of defenses, seeing a lot of man coverage, seeing a lot of zone coverage. So basically, seeing it all, and you just got to be prepared every single game for anything.
Not a lot of extra doubles or anything like that?
No, not really.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Appreciate it. Yep.